Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Well, my guest today is Steve Shepard. I've known Steve, I'm thinking 15, 20 years. He is an expert in real estate. He's been in major magazines, been on television, but, you know, he didn't just stop with real estate. He's expanded his reach. He's a great marketer. He's a good friend. And he's also just recently have an option to come to his studio where every single week they have an open mic. I was there a couple weeks ago. Unbelievable. And this thing has grown leaps and bounds. Steve, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
So I know you have a heart for real estate. I know you have a heart for helping people get into a house or sell a house, and you have an engineering mind. What's this fascination with art? I mean, when I come to your studio and come to your workspace, you have art. How did that happen?
Greg, it all revolves around real estate. By increasing my knowledge of art and my knowledge of art distribution, infusing music into it, I'm attracting people. So number one, I'm a networker. I'm meeting new people. In the last 2 weeks, I have added like 206 Connecticut musicians to my Facebook clan, so to speak. It's about getting in and helping them, working with them, providing marketing that helps promote what they're doing. In turn, they're coming to my real estate office, which is somewhat disguised as an art gallery. So in a COVID world, I still have people showing up to my real estate office on a continual basis because we have the art and we have the music. The bottom line is, in today's world, you can't sit and wait for the world to stumble across a house on Zillow and then call you. You've got to be proactive. You've got to get out there, and you've got to find a way to get them to come into your place. And understand that it's all about first impression. So if people's first impression is that I invited them to the office, which is an art gallery, and they showed up and there was free wine and beer and they hung out and they had fun, and then there was open mic night, so they show up and again hang out, fun, kind of a free, easy environment. They have a lot of fun, and their first impression of me is, he's a nice guy. Steve, you know, helped us with marketing. So the key is keep it on the marketing, keep it on the real estate, because I'm here. You've been to my place here. I've got 3,000 square feet here. There's about 8,000 square feet downstairs. It's all about combining art, music, food, and real estate. It all kind of goes together. And if you want to be the next McDonald's, can you think of a single street corner that couldn't use another real estate office, another art gallery, another music venue, or a great restaurant? Does that exist?
Yeah, no, but it does appeal to people because you're feeding them and entertaining them, and I guess when it really comes down to it is you're building relationships.
Bingo. And that is exactly the word. That is what my entire life revolves around. It's building relationships. It's meeting people at their level and creating bonds.
Yeah, and, you know, I do remember, I don't know, was it 2 years ago? Maybe we're going on 3 years ago, that you would host these networking groups in restaurants, like you did it in Litchfield, you did it in New Milford. Remember that?
Absolutely. We went all over the state, and it went worked pretty well. And then I had the opportunity to get my own venue. So 3,000 square feet above Crabby Owls in Thomaston. It gives me the ability to invite people here and have a networking event upstairs, and then we can go downstairs later, and there's a full restaurant. There's a waterfront deck out the back door. And again, it makes it a little more relaxing and eventful, so to speak.
Right, right. And, you know, there's definitely the marketing aspect, and then there's the sales aspect, which is totally different. I think a lot of times people get those two things confused. Marketing is you want people to know who you are. You know, how did things happen? How did things go as far as the Christmas festival? Did you piggyback onto that in Thomaston, or what did you do? Did that even happen this year?
It did happen. It's Light Up Thomaston. So we tried to piggyback on it. Not a lot going on because the festivities are all down the street. You know, Main Street is used up. I'm on East Main Street. So later on, people wandered down to come to the restaurant. We had a couple of people walk in, but not a major thing for us. I would say the biggest influx of traffic is teaming up with a couple of people. So we started doing open mic night, and we started doing paint nights. So last weekend we had a black light paint night. So we filled the room with people. They were all pre-sold, and they had a great time. And, you know, they didn't buy any art, but that's my goal. That's like learning, like, how to get them in the door first, and now we have to figure out how to get them to stay a little bit longer. So what we've done is we came up with a concept of, okay, so we're doing these art nights. They're kind of fun. We charge $25. That goes to the woman that runs it. The gallery takes 20% of everyone that comes in. Good concept. But our competitors in the paint night arena usually charge $35 to $50. So what we're going to start doing in January is charge $35 up front, but it includes a $10 voucher to Crabby Owls. So we're able to provide an entire night of entertainment. You come in, you have dinner, you come up, you create art, you go back downstairs because the band starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So if so you're wondering, you are... what does any of this have to do with real estate, is that I'm really going to be expanding my outlook on the commercial real estate arena by opening up new locations. Each location will have residential apartments, cafe, art gallery, and music. So just if you can create the draw, it adds value to the real estate.
Well, I as you're talking, I'm just thinking about thinking outside the box. You know, if you're an engineer and you're involved with just one thing, you just think that way. Or if you are a school teacher, you think, okay, we have to do it this way. Or if you're a librarian, you have to do it this way. People get locked into thinking just one way. In fact, I'm reading a book by Adam Grant right now. He's talking about rethinking everything. And it sounds like you're thinking outside the box. You're not just thinking about real estate. You're not just thinking about getting on the phone. You're a marketer. So how did that happen? I mean, it seems like most realtors don't think the way you do.
Well, I've been told that a lot. No, I don't think the way most people do. Could have something to do with the traumatic brain injury, or I don't know, just that I'm a little bit different. But in my business life, I've never relied on picking up the phone, calling everybody I know and saying, "Ooh, this is what I'm doing. Please call me and hire me." I have always survived by throwing the marketing out there that attracts people to contact me. And it's just, it's much more powerful. It's much more time effective than trying to hound everybody, you know, that you know.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
I think
it's
also timing. I mean, I've lived here for 20 years. I don't have a need to buy a house right now, but it's a timing thing, because if I were going to buy a house and was going to be around here, I'd call you up, right? The same thing
Absolutely.
With these other people that you, yeah, it's people that you know, and it's a timing thing. Definitely timing. Now,
it's
I want to know about...
It is always a timing thing, and a lot, like back when I was a house painter many moons ago, I used to do $4,500 in newspaper advertising every month. And they usually were quarter-page ads, large ads, and they always had a coupon border around them. And that coupon border had text in it. And it said, if you don't need painting now, this ad out, save it for future use, tell your friends. And
okay.
There were just countless estimates that I would go on, and I would walk in, I'd stand in the kitchen, and I'm looking at my ad sitting on the refrigerator with a piece of tape or a magnet. And it's six
okay.
months old, it's yellow, it's, you know, it's just, it's been there a long time. Or the phone call says, you know, so-and-so said I should call you because, you know, you're the guy.
Right, right. Well, I'm on Facebook, and I went to Steve Shepard, and it says real estate and art broker. But how many pages do you have, business pages, in Facebook?
Well over 400 is the
okay, so
easy answer.
So how did that happen? What's that all about? What is that all about?
So my company is Connecticut Real Estate. So it's all about being what they're looking for. So I'm not going to mention competition's name, but nobody is going to go on the internet and search for Steve Shepard Real Estate. You're in California and you want to move to Connecticut. No one's searching for me by name. Very few people are searching by company name. They're searching for what they look for. That is how Google algorithms work. Google is all about product and location, or service and location. So if they're searching for Connecticut real estate online, my website is connecticutrealestate.online. So
okay.
Google's thing is to, hey, take the input from people searching on Google and match them up with the most likely match, where the domains are the same, that the information is the same. So Connecticut real estate works. How did I get to 400 pages? Let's start simple. So Thomaston, Connecticut real estate, you know, if you're searching for Thomaston, Connecticut real estate, Facebook says facebook.com/Thomaston, Connecticut real estate is me.
Right.
Greenwich, Connecticut real estate is me. Andover, Connecticut real estate. Every town in the state of Connecticut, I have a Facebook page, and it says Litchfield, Connecticut Real Estate, okay? So then you create a group for each one of your pages. So that's another 169 venues on Facebook, and they all point back to Connecticut Real Estate as the website.
Wow.
It's about giving people what they're looking for, not trying to be that guy that is the most famous realtor in the world. Nobody knows your name. Nobody cares. They're looking
right.
for what they're looking for. So just be that.
Right. So if you were fishing, you wouldn't put on the hook what you want. You would put on the hook what the fish wants.
Exactly. Very well put.
Okay. Well, you know, I once sat on a plane with somebody, total stranger, and she had just told me she did 4 years of college in marketing. And I said, really, what did you learn? And she said, well, I learned a lot. She says, but it's not that difficult. She says, I think a lot of people make it difficult, but it's not that difficult, you know. And it kind of reminds me of any relationship if you think about it. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to get married or she's going to get married or someone's going to get married, if it's not an arranged relationship, right, which happens in some countries, there's a process, right? So it's a process. And I kind of think the sales process is kind of the same thing. I mean, people have to know who you are, and then they have to ask themselves if they like you and trust you. You know what I mean? It's a process. So walk us through your sales process. How does it work? Because I know you've been selling houses for years. How do people buy from you? I mean, what's the process that they go through?
It almost always revolves around my phone ringing because somebody saw an ad. And these days, they're almost always, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn. They're all online ads. I used to spend all my money in newspapers. It's just not there anymore. So the phone rings. I say hello, introduce myself, ask them about what they're looking for. And I put them into the system, start sending them houses. They get a bunch of emails. They go, ooh, you know, I want to see this, that, and the other one. And we get together, and instead of, I try to get people to not chase the one house. So that's a new system that Zillow has kind of like trained the world to do. They're just like, come to Zillow, find your house, call the agent, make an appointment just to see one house, sign up with that agent just to see that one house, whereas I want to build that relationship. As we mentioned before, it's all about the relationship. It's all about, well, you came to me, you found me somehow. Now that we're here together, I want to show you what I can do for you, because what I can do for you, I feel, is a lot more than most people will. So it's usually on the first day out, let's go see a minimum of five houses. I mean, I did it with you as well over the years. I mean, it's five houses in a day. It's eight houses in a day. Because if you want me to help you, I need to listen to you. I need to walk you through these properties. I need to get your feedback on what really excites you, what you really hate, because I'm going to be there searching for you. And it's a lot easier to figure that out if I get to know you intimately and what you're looking for. And yeah, once we've done that, it's pretty easy to kind of like narrow it down, because someone ends up with, I want this town, I want this price range, I need these amenities. And then narrowing it down to that one house becomes pretty simple.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of you being like a matchmaker. Hey, let's do this. Let's take a 30-second commercial. When we come back, I want to ask you about the story you told me where you were showing houses, and then you had a conversation with somebody, and then I think what happened is you put the contract on top of the truck and said, you know, maybe you should take a look at this. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. We'll be back
in
30.
Funny. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds. Hold tight, Steve.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more, then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
All right. We are back. We're talking to Steve Shepard, real estate expert. He's been on ABC, NBC, CNN, Is CNN still around, Steve? BBC, he's been also on major networks as far as magazines, too. So an expert when it comes to real estate, but also a man of many talents. So you tell us the story. You're out with somebody, and what's the conversation? How does it end?
Well, simple start, just as I referred to before, the world starts with Zillow. So Zillow sent me a lead. They saw one house that they were interested in. I talked with them. I said, you know what? There's actually three houses that meet your criteria, and they're within 10 minutes of each other. So let's make an appointment to see all three, because you're never going to know which is the house for you unless you see the comparables. It's nice to say, oh, well, you know, I saw that online, I didn't like it. I saw this one online, I really liked it. Here's the thing. They only show you what they want you to see. Okay? So you really need to get out there. You need to see the neighborhood. You need to see the holes in the wall that they didn't take pictures of. On that particular day, I met the clients out there. We saw three houses. I said, look, I want to be your realtor for life. We typically sign a right to represent at the first substantial meeting. So these three houses I'm going to consider our first meeting. I'm not going to ask you to sign anything right now because you don't know me. We haven't really met. So let's go through the first house. We went through, we talked, we chatted, I learned. Next house, same thing. Third house, same thing. Walked outside, we stood in front of my truck, and I said, so, what do you think? And they're like, where do we sign? I'm like, really? So, do you know anything about me yet? Because, like, I didn't, like, sell them on me. I just gave them what they needed. They needed information about the houses. And they said, no, but you're really funny and really smart, and we want to work with you. Where do we sign? And that was
right.
It. And to be honest with you, that's how it goes. Most of the time, I just try to keep it funny, keep it fun, try to keep it relaxed, because I don't know if you noticed, but house buying can be really, really stressful. So if you're not working with somebody that can't keep you smiling and keep you moving forward when the times are getting tough, it's really going to be difficult. So I try to help people move past that.
So here's a personal question. I don't think I've ever asked you this before, but I would think that you have a few people in the pipeline in any given day or week or month, right? So I'm not asking you about numbers per se. But if you have a group of people, let's say you're dealing with two or three people this week, or maybe this month you got five or six that are looking at houses, how do you deal with the disappointment? Because not everybody that goes out on a first look with you is actually going to go through the full sales cycle and actually buy a house. Maybe people will just put on the brakes and decide not to buy, or they'll get to the table and there's some kind of legal situation and they'll walk away. Mentally, as a leader, how do you handle the disappointments or the frustration? Because I have to imagine if you're helping 10 or 20 people this month, not every single person's going to close this month. So how do you handle psychologically that?
Very good question. I'm going to go right on the record and say, you know what? A lot of divorced realtors out there. It is not simple, and it is very stressful. And really the only way to get through it is to keep focused on what's ahead of you and your game, and understand exactly what you just said. You're not going to sell everybody. But you know what? If you're in sales, you hopefully already learned that you need 9 no's before you get a yes.
Right.
Right? Who's that?
Right.
Tom Hopkins? You know, so take those 9 no's, and with every single no that you get, understand that's one step closer to the big yes that you're looking for.
Right. Right. And also talk about ADAC. I know you and I have talked about this for years, but I love this philosophy.
ADAC, help me out on a Sunday afternoon.
Attention. Well, I think we have the same acronym. Okay. It's attention, interest, advice.
Correct. So ADA, not ADAC. So ADA, okay. Attention, interest, desire, action. That's simply like marketing 101.
Right.
You need to understand how to get the people to pick up the phone and call you first. And that's by simply remembering that acronym, that those four letters, ADA, A for attention, I for interest, D for desire, A for action. If you throw something out there to the world, particularly in the world of today, and you don't have all those four qualities in your communication, you're spending way too much time and way too much money on your marketing. And, you know, I'm not going to say time, but I absolutely know that if I spend money on ads and I utilize that formula, that I'll be able to spend more money the following month.
Right, right. And the other thing that really amazes me, and I heard somebody say this the other day, is you have to understand that you're going to get people's attention with your ad or with your phone call or your postcard or whatever, but not everybody's going to be interested now, today. Like today's, the 5th of December. However, they go on to talk about the fact that you're looking at 7 to 12 exposures or contacts to your product. So if you're a motivational speaker or you're an artist or you're a singer or you're a real estate person, they might have to hear the name Steve Shepard 7, 8, 9 times. They might have to come back to the art gallery for the painting. They might have to go down the Krabby Owls a few times. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely. But then, you know, you're sitting in your art gallery and one of the guys that has bought 32 pieces of art from you in the last year calls up and says, hey, my friend Mike wants to sell his house. So you go and you meet with Mike and you give him information and then you send the information. Then you get a phone call going, wait, who are you, from a female? Turns out it's Mike's wife. And she says, oh, did he mention my other four houses? So we talk a little bit and we get together to talk about numbers. I send those out. Thanksgiving comes, get a little lull, don't hear from each other. But they show up last night with Jason, and they're walking through the gallery, and they're looking at all the art, and Jason is buying art, and one of the artists is here selling art. And the bottom line is Mike and his wife walk out and go, well, swing by Monday. Let's chat. So, it's that 7, 12, teen. It's just it takes way more than it used to, because when I spent $4,500 a month on newspaper advertising, the adage was they need 3 exposures before they take action. Because back in the day of newspaper, our brains weren't attacked with information the way they are now. It's just astounding how much more information that we all take in on a given day.
Yep. Well, let's do a commercial for you. I only have about 15 seconds here. So how do people get a hold of Steve Shepard?
You can, easiest way, call or text my cell phone, which is 203-994-3950, or my email, broker@ctreb.com.
And if you're in Connecticut, reach out to Steve Shepard. Got a lot of things going on. Steve, thank you so much. I'm looking at the time. We are out of time. So we'll have to do this another time, Steve. See you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.